This is Debbie. May I help you?
Hello, Debbie. This is Roy from the city of Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling about the Adopt-A-Median that you guys are in charge of.
Right.
And you're familiar with that then?
Yes, I know about it, yeah.
All right, yeah. We installed a beautiful decorative fountain in your median.
Okay.
And the people we contracted to hook that up, they accidentally hooked it up to the sewer lines instead of the water lines.
Okay.
So there's kind of a problem with spraying sewage.
And
you need to go fix it.
Well, who's the one that authorized it to be installed?
It's some guy in the Department of Water.
It wasn't us.
Yeah, but I mean, it's your median, so you need to go clean up all the sewage from the median.
Okay, and your name again is?
My name's Roy. Roy
and
Gerbel.
And you're with... I'm sorry, and you're with who?
I'm with the city of Santa Fe.
Okay, and a phone number?
505-6025.
And did anybody contact this guy to go fix it right, or do we have to do that also?
Yeah, we've already allocated all the funds we can for this, so you're going to have to get some sort of a plumber and get them to hook it up to the correct pipes.
Okay, so we have to clean the mess that you guys hired this idiot, and we have to pay for it to clean up the mess.
Correct. I mean, you're in charge of the median.
That is really wrong.
Old.
Yeah, but we didn't have it installed or have an idiot that had no clue what they were doing.
Well, you shouldn't call him an idiot. I mean,
so
I work with this guy.
So it's going to cost us a fortune.
Okay, so if just some person...
Who is the person that installed it?
Let's say it's just some random...
So we can call them and
oh my God, can I talk?
Fix it
you,
right
you keep interrupting
cost.
Me, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, what if someone just throws some trash in the median? Someone like drives by...
Well, then we'd clean it, but if we...
There you go.
If this person is the one that messed it up and did it wrong, he should go and fix it and clean it.
Well, would you say that to the resident? Would you say, hey, you threw the trash here. We're going to track you down and make you come and pick it up.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't. If someone threw like a Pepsi cup or something, you're gonna track them down and make them clean it up?
Yeah, but you're talking about raw sewage. You know, it's not a piece of paper or something.
Same thing, really. It's your job to clean it up.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll go get somebody out there.
Okay, I think you should do it. You personally.
That is crazy.
For having such a shitty attitude.
We don't have a shitty attitude, but we had nothing to do with this being installed.
You're yelling at me.
And the person does it wrong. That's just wrong.
Well, we didn't do it on purpose. It's just an accident. So you need to go clean it up.
Alrighty.
And I think you should do it. I think it should be you. Right after work, I think you should go out there.
You should go and do it.
I don't do that kind of work. That's your kind of job.
You know what? You are a jerk.
At least I do my job.
Well, so do I.
You need to learn to do your job.
Well, I am doing my job. How do you figure it's right that because sewage leaks from something that you guys had done, and we have to clean it?
Because that's... You guys signed up to... You adopted the median, so it's yours now.
Okay, we'll get somebody out there.
If you adopted a kid, would you stop taking care of it just because it's a little messy?
No, but...
You're a shitty parent, is what you are.
We had nothing to do with that.
You're a shitty parent.
You know what? You're a total jerk.
Don't use that kind of language with me.
Well, you know what? You're telling me the same thing, so what's the difference?
I didn't say anything like that. I said a completely different thing.
Oh, well, you're telling me I'm a shitty parent and that I'm the one that should go clean it? Because I have an attitude, you have an attitude also.
Well, does that give you the right to have an attitude just because I do?
I'm just saying that I feel that it's wrong because somebody went and did it all wrong.
Okay, well, they didn't do it on purpose. I guess you've never made a mistake in your entire life, have you?
Well, I would go fix it if I did.
Okay, well, we ran out of money for that, so he's not going
to
do it.
Well, we'll get somebody to pay somebody to go get it done.
Okay, well, you need to hurry the fuck up because... It's still spraying out there. They didn't even turn it off.
God. Alrighty.
What time is...
I don't know. I have to contact the guy that does the work for us.
What's his name?
I don't have the number. One of the bosses does, and I have to call him and notify him about it.
Okay, alright. Because, you know, we don't want to file a lawsuit against you guys for not taking care of your median.
I will call him right now.
Okay, hurry up. Do it faster.
Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass, butter. What's going on here?
Cactus.
Cactus?
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Cactus.
Cactus this cocksucker.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
Hey everyone, this is Arby, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for April 14th, 2017. And today's show is sponsored by Merch V. Thank you, Merch V, for supporting the show. If you want to support the show, it's patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Either one gets you extra shows every week, usually. On today's show, you're going to hear a live show that happened earlier today. But first, we have some breaking news. Some guy got shot in the face by the cops because somebody swatted him. Isn't that insane? Insane that it took this long for that to happen? So I guess this guy was a gamer. Let me turn off the breaking news sound. It's so annoying. And you know, people like to swat gamers when they're doing their live streaming and stuff. But this article's weird. It seems like he was sleeping at the time. It says a man in Coventry, which is in the UK apparently, became the first Brit to be charged over a hoax craze which saw an innocent person shot by an American SWAT unit. Robert McDade is accused of making a hoax call to a terrorism hotline in the US, claiming to have a loaded gun and three hostages. He claimed he wanted $15,000 brought to his home address or he would start executing hostages. And I don't know how this happened, but the police showed up at the guy's house and shot him in the face with rubber bullets. And apparently rubber bullets are pretty serious because holy crap, look at this guy's face. Like broke his nose and bloodied him up and everything. It's crazy. But that's fucked up, right? I've been saying it for years. Someone's gonna get killed with all this swatting stuff someday. Because so much of it happens. Like I just see it all the time in the news. People are always swatting each other. And the article doesn't say how close they were to him when they shot him in the face. Hopefully far away and it was just a misfire and they didn't really try to shoot him in the face. The guy that got swatted told ABC7 that he still suffers from nerve pain 5 months on, and according to his family, is awaiting face reconstruction surgery because of rubber bullets, apparently. I always thought rubber bullets sounded hilarious, but apparently they're not. I'll put a link to the story in the show notes if you want to read about it. So I guess don't swat people, you guys, because it gets people shot in the face. Actually, you know, swattings have kind of slowed down lately in the news. I think I see every swatting news story that happens, and I think they're on the decline, or maybe they're just not getting reported as much because they happen so often and nobody cares anymore. And speaking of other things you shouldn't do to people over the phone, you shouldn't prank suicide hotlines because this guy did it and he got 30 days in jail. This is a story from Maine. A Rockland resident was sentenced Friday to 30 days in jail for calling a national suicide hotline to falsely report that a city woman was trying to kill herself. Rockland police received a report that a woman had taken an overdose of heroin after cutting herself. Officers responded and woke her up and her two children. No one appeared in distress, and the woman said she had not called the hotline and had not cut herself and had not taken heroin. Police contacted the hotline. The hotline gave them the guy's phone number that did this, and it says the number corresponded with one that the police had for him already, and the police were familiar with him when he lived in Rockland. So this guy is always in trouble. The cops looked at his phone and found texts to the woman who he was fucking with, you know, sending the cops to her house. And a text to her said, "The prank wasn't for you, I was just pranking the cops, LOL." Followed by ha 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 ha. What an awesome guy, I ought to interview him after he gets out of jail. Ask him if it was worth it. So before any of you decide to make prank calls, make sure you go to phonelosers.org/rules and read the rules of prank calling, which clearly state that you shouldn't fuck with suicide hotlines and swatting people. God damn it, you guys, the telephone is not a toy. One last thing before we get started with the live show. I haven't promoted our Discord channel in forever now. I haven't really been in it a whole lot this year, but I finally reinstalled it on my computers and my phone and been hanging out in there a lot, so go visit the Discord. I would tell you the URL, but Discord URLs are stupid, so I'll just have a link in the show notes for it. If you want to go join, we have upwards of 2 or 3 posts in there every single day. It's crazy how active it is. Lake Hills. Who cares about Lake Hills? God. All right, so, hey, live show, take 3. I've been having technical difficulties today. My UPS power thing just kept turning the computer off. Then the computer decided it needed to be updated. And then it happened again, so I removed my UPS. You guys don't care, but I've been having issues. All the time that I was going to use to find a good Facebook mob place was used running around the house looking for a new power strip. That's the reason. Sorry. Also, I noticed during part of this that the Shoutcast wasn't working again. It was working earlier before the computer broke, but now it's not working, and I don't have time to figure it out, so I turned it off. Shoutcast people, you're just out of luck. I'm broadcasting today on the Mixlr and on the YouTubes, on the main YouTube channel, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. I'm only guaranteeing that I can watch the chat room for the thing, you know, the YouTube, not the Mixlr. Sorry. You know, I don't have the screen space. I guess I do, actually. Yeah, here, let me try this. I'll just do this live on the air. Mixlr.com. Yeah, speaking of screen space, I bought a new screen last week from Goodwill for $12.99. It's one of those old-style ones. It's like it's not widescreen. And I mounted it up above my other two screens, kind of like leaning down at me. So I have more screen space, but I guess I'm not putting it to very good use because I don't have the Mixlr chat up. There we go. There's Mixlr. I have the Mixlr up now. Today, I have something that could be fun, maybe not. Oh, and by the way, we're just doing 90 minutes today. I'm quitting at 12:30 Pacific time, because that's what time the XYZ show starts. Yay, XYZ show, 12:30 Pacific. So I got a prank request, a big list from Uncle Runkle. And it's a long message. I haven't read it yet. I've just kind of skimmed it. But here's what it says. It says, "Hello, Brad. Hope business is going well these days for you with Roy Co. Construction." Oh, by the way, I know on the YouTubes I forgot to put the show title down. So it has the title of a show I did like 3 months ago. That's about how long it's been since I've done a show on YouTube. It says, "Live show, imminent domain. Today we're going to drop, we're going to zone the crap out of front yards and parking lots." It's not, we're not doing that though. That's a big lie. It's just I forgot to change the thing. Remember, okay, Uncle Runkle says, "Remember your Adopt-A-Median show from 2014? That was one of the best shows ever. I found that the local county here in my state has an Adopt-A-Road and an Adopt-A-Highway program. I pulled the Adopt-A-Road entries from their website, cleaned up the file, and added phone numbers of the businesses that adopt the road. The Adopt-A-Highway file is based on recording information from the signs while I'm traveling on the interstate." Holy crap, you must be really bored on the interstate. "I added the information for the final boss, or the county offices that take care of these programs. Maybe you could use this as your call number. They are located near the bottom of the Excel file." Also, I was walking around... Oh, okay, now this is a whole different thing. We'll get to this later. And then he does a completely separate prank request in this one, which I'll probably forget about because I'll just... Yeah, I don't know. I hope you're able to use this information that I painstakingly collected. And he wants a high-quality, unpixelated PNG file of the Phone Losers logo. Uncle Runkle, I'll probably forget to do that. You might need to send me a separate email and ask for that, but I'll try to not do that. You know, I'll keep the email here and... Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Uncle Runkle, thank you for this giant list of things. I've got it pulled up in Google Docs. This is a huge list. Plenty to keep us going for 90 minutes. Looks like we have 27 numbers. Looks like I'm going to be the State Highway Administration. Adopt a highway offices. Please see county numbers above. I don't see county numbers above. Where? Where? Yeah, okay, so let's just get started, I guess. Oh yeah, here it is, the county. The county is on each one. This is perfect. I guess if that's real, thanks, Spiny. I've never gotten a donation inside of a broadcast before on YouTube. That's a new thing. It scares me. Okay, so let's see. I've changed my caller ID. Okay, so mile marker 2800. These are the Adopt-A-Highways. So these are Adopt-A-Highway people. You know, they have a sign on the side of the road. And we're going to call this first one. And we're going to say wacky things to them. You guys in the chat room can post ideas and try and get me to do things, I guess. Hopefully the phones work. Are the phones working today? Shit, I don't hear anything. Oh, there it goes. Okay, good. Thank God. Jeez.
Home Energy, this is Gordon speaking. May I help you?
Who's this, Courtney?
Gordon.
Oh, hey, Courtney. Oh, I lost the who I am part. Oh, hey, this is Roy from the State Highway Administration Adopt-a-Highway Office, and we see you have, like, this Adopt-a-Highway sign out here.
Yes.
Yeah, here on the road, and did you know the road's filthy over there? I mean, like, did you ever think about just going over there and maybe cleaning your shit up? Because that's the whole point.
That's done for us as part of sponsoring the highway.
What? You can't just do it yourself? Are you that lazy? I mean, that's the whole point.
Who's calling?
This is Roy from the State Highway Administration.
Okay.
And I don't know. I was just driving by, and we noticed that your area is a mess. Why don't you get over there and clean your shit up, okay?
No, we don't have anything to do with that, to sponsor that highway.
Well,
it's done as part of our sponsorship.
Why is your name on the sign, then?
Are you aware of that?
Of course I am. I work here in the highway department. But everyone else keeps their shit cleaned up. Why don't you? I'm
going to put you on with...
No, I don't want to talk to whoever that
our
is.
Our owner, and you can discuss it maybe
actually,
on a little bit better terms than
yeah.
that.
Who are you there?
Would you be willing to do that, Roy?
Yeah, sure, but are you just like a lowly employee? Are you a manager?
That's exactly what I am, a lowly employee of this organization for the last 6 years.
Well, that sounds sarcastic.
And who am I speaking with again?
Again, my name is Roy from the State Highway Department, the Adopt-a-Highway Division.
Yeah, is it your job to clean up these areas that are sponsored, or no?
No, that would be your job. Learn to do your job, okay?
No, we pay a fee for that.
Well, you're not, maybe you should fire whoever
is that
you're
correct?
Paying. Well, maybe you should fire whoever you're paying that fee to. Stupid.
I assume we pay it to the state of Maryland.
Well, they're not doing their job. I'm just with the highway department. You just don't know how things work.
Hang on just a second.
Why don't you just go do it yourself? You know? Glad
Roy, you're an interesting individual. Will you hold a sec?
I'm just doing my job. What do you mean I'm interesting? Quit being so condescending to me.
You're a very interesting individual.
Motherfucker.
Hang on, I'd love to have you talk to my boss.
I bet you would.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at this. Yep. It's that song they played in The Pick of Destiny. So I don't know what to say. Like, apparently I've already fucked up. It's supposed to be us cleaning it up, not them. So, we're going to have to think of some better ideas than this. Space Monkey wants me to tell him he's fired for not cleaning the road. tell his boss he was making inappropriate sexual comments to you.
I'm sorry, the lowly employee couldn't find him, Roy.
Oh, yeah, that's because you're just a stupid employee, and you don't know how to work the phones probably either. Probably don't know how to call your boss.
Roy.
Probably don't know how to dial
Roy,
a phone.
Do you know where you can be reached at?
Of course I do. Just look at your caller ID, dummy. It's right there.
Yeah, it says Maryland State Government. Doesn't do a number.
It is to a number. It's a number. Just look at it.
Since you're insulting me...
I'm not insulting you.
You want to give me a number you can be reached at?
Your mom's insulting
you. Does this
not
matter to you?
I don't care. I'm just saying, why don't you get over there and clean your shit up, okay?
I guess this doesn't matter to you, Roy, if you can't give me a number you're calling from.
Okay. Well, I mean, the number's right there in your caller ID. You just don't know how to work a phone.
No, it just says Maryland State Government.
You can't even get... No, the phone number's right there. There's no way it could say that if it says...
No, that's exactly what it says.
There is a number on there, I promise.
You would not like to give me your number.
Learn,
it must not matter to you, Roy.
Learn how to use your phone, okay?
Thank you.
Whatever. Dick face. All right, that was number one. Oh, yeah. So long, fuckboy. Oh, I'll try to remember that. Wow, thanks, 15 fake account. Next, or I don't know, what should I say to this guy? So apparently we clean up the trash, and so what am I going to complain to them about if I can't complain to them about the trash? Maybe say they need to maybe grease some palms to get their shit cleaned up? Tell them a plane crashed on their stretch of road? Okay, I'm going to do it. Mile marker 20 on I-270 South. Had a plane crash this morning. Oh, who said that? I'm sorry. Steven. Thanks, Steven. You're the best.
Good afternoon. This is Tri County Pumps. How may I help you?
Hey there. This is Steve Dave from the Highway Department. The Adopt a Highway people, you know?
Yes, sir.
You guys have that Adopt a Highway sign over there on mile marker 20, right?
One second. Let me find out.
Okay, yeah. Just put somebody important on, if you could.
Okay, one sec.
Somebody that's not you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Enter. Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Steve Dave from the Highway Department, the Adopt a Highway Department.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the Adopt a Highway office, and you have that Adopt a Highway over there in mile marker 20, right?
As far as I know, yes.
Oh, you don't take care of that? Who takes care of that?
Well, it would be me and my boss, but I'd have to go pull records to find out exactly where they are.
Oh, where's he at?
He's not here right now.
Oh, darn, okay.
I'm his assistant. What's it regarding?
Well, it's just that over there on mile marker 20, pretty much right next to your sign, there was a plane crash today. Like a single-engine plane went down, three people dead, one injured.
Well, it didn't pop up on my phone, and I get that kind of stuff on my phone.
Oh, well, I think the government's keeping this one hush-hush, you know. But no,
okay,
I'm,
who are you calling with?
I'm with the Adopt a Highway Department, with the State Highway Department.
Okay, see, they would know if that's where our Adopt a Highway sign was.
What are you talking about? I just told you where it's at. I told you it's at mile marker 20. I was just confirming. Jesus. God, what? She's not going to believe me because she has alerts, apparently. Whatever. It was a kamikaze. Okay. Do I want to call this one? It's a toll-free number. That's weird. What am I going to reach?
Thank you for calling Go Ahead Call Center. My name is Deborah. How may I help you?
Oh, hey. Is this the zip line place?
Yes, sir. Do you have...
Are you like in a call center, or are you at the local zipline store there?
I'm at a call center.
That sucks. Well, do you know about the Adopt a Highway thing that you guys have sponsored?
Dr. Highway?
Yeah, the Dr. Highway. You don't know anything about it, right?
Adopt a Highway?
That's what I said.
I can't. Sir, because you sound muffled.
Your mom sounds muffled. Hey, caller.
You talked to her lately?
Well, hold on. I'm going to have this caller yell at you real quick. Go ahead, caller. Yell at this lady.
Hey. Hey, what's going on with your sign?
Oh, I'm sorry. You fucked it up. You lost her.
What? I lost it. Oh, come on.
Yep. You fucked up the whole show. Oh, hey, Crimson. I'm hanging up on you.
No, could I be your manager?
Okay. I thought he was going to be like, no, I was trying to make him echo. All right, let's see. Plumbing. That should be hilarious. A plumbing place. They're not going to have a call center.
Thank you for calling me to services. Nelson speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department. In the Adopt a Highway office.
Okay, and how can we help you?
Well, are you the person that's in charge of the Adopt a Highway thing that you guys are sponsoring?
I am not. Give me just a second, sir.
Okay.
You said, what was your name?
My name is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department.
Okay, give me a second.
Whoa. Okay, homeless people are squatting near their sign. Apparently I have to do that. For GMCG. Hello?
Hi, this is Deborah.
Oh, hey, Deborah. Are you in charge of the Adopt a Highway thing there?
Well, it depends on in charge of what? Making the payment, making decisions?
Well, you know about it, right?
I do.
Okay, like it's over there at mile marker 10 on 270. So there was a plane crash today. A single engine plane went down right at your mile marker, like right next to the sign.
Mm-hmm.
And two people died, one's injured, and they're saying that it's your fault. You're responsible.
That's not true. I haven't even heard no news about no plane.
Yeah, but it happened, it's like on your property, you know? Like if a burglar breaks into your house and like falls down your stairs, he can sue you. So that's what the owners of this plane are doing, because they want to sue you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What about the pilot? Should he be at fault for...
Well, you know, if he wasn't dead, maybe. But anyway, it happened on your property, your mile marker. You need to get over there and clean that shit up. There's, like, plane parts all over the place.
That's so funny.
No,
isn't that what we pay you for?
Do you think it's
supposed to take care of the cleaning?
Two people
stuff, right?
Died and one's in the hospital, and you think it's funny? What's wrong with you?
That's not true. You're just saying that.
No, it's completely true, and I can't believe you're laughing about it. People died today. It was a kamikaze pilot.
I haven't seen no news about that.
Well, it just happened, just now, like 2 minutes ago, and they're already starting talking lawsuits. You know.
Oh, and then your first thought is to call Vito?
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's on your property. You need to come over here and take care of this. What do you think an Adopt-a-Highway program's for?
Mm. And you're with Adopt-a-Highway program?
Yeah. I'm here in the State Highway Department.
So maybe I should give you the owner so you can talk to him about it.
Yeah, that might be better.
Hold on.
I can't believe you just wasted my time with all that. You're not even in charge or anything. FN Reality is like the pilot was a day away from retirement.
Hello.
Hi, is this, who's this?
One second, please. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, actually, somebody was calling me back. No problem. Anyway, so what can I do for you? I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I'm calling from the State Highway Department. You have the Adopt a Highway thing over there on mile marker 10.
Okay.
And a plane crashed there today, like right by the mile marker.
Really?
Yep. And you're going to have to, there's two people dead, one in the hospital, and they're talking about suing your company because it's your section of the highway that it happened on.
Right. Okay.
Also wrecked a few cars, you know, because the plane crashed through the highway and stuff. Came to a stop right at your mile marker sign, right at your Adopt-a-Highway sign.
We have a couple of those, so I have to figure out.
Well, the one at mile marker 10. 10.
And who are you calling with?
Number 10, mile marker 10.
Okay.
Or is it 10? You never know with my listeners. I'm calling from the State Highway Department. I'm in the Adopt-a-Highway office.
Okay. And what would you like us to do at this point?
I don't know. Just be ready to be served with a lawsuit. And maybe could you send some employees over here to help with the cleanup? Because there's a lot of plane parts and fuel and, I don't know, blood. Just it's a mess. Bring some brooms, please.
And this is on 270?
Yep, on mile marker 10. I know you have a couple of them, but this is the one at mile marker 10.
Okay.
Yep, bring some brooms, maybe some rakes, dustpan, trash bags, medical supplies.
Okay, yeah, we haven't heard anything about it.
That's why I'm calling you.
Okay. No problem. Let us look at... What's your direct dial? Can I...
Oh, yeah, that would be on your caller ID. It's 301. Well, you know, it's just on your caller ID. I don't want to say it on the air, you know?
Okay.
Because we're on the news right now.
All right, so you don't have a direct dial back?
Well, no, I do. It's just look at your caller ID. It's right there.
Okay.
Or whoever that rude lady I was.
Yeah, it's sort of a bizarre call, right?
It's not that bizarre. It's just, you know, it's a plane crash. Plane crashes happen.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything about it.
Single engine plane, amateur pilot, didn't know what he was doing, went out flying in the wind. What a fucking idiot.
Right.
But they...
Okay.
I'm not saying it's your fault.
I do appreciate it. Thank you.
What? Are you hanging up? Aw. Okay, so yeah, let's delete that one, I guess. Everyone in the chat room is yelling at me to, you know, stop doing the plane stuff. And people are donating money and thinking that makes them important enough to for me to use their ideas. And who do they think they are? Like GMCG wants me to say homeless people are squatting near their sign. Like I wouldn't have done that anyway. So, yeah, let's do that one. Someone else was telling me to say the airplane hit some of the homeless people. I could say I discovered their bunker underneath their Adopt-a-Highway sign.
Hi, you've reached Doug with Four Seasons Landscaping.
Don't say that. All right, let me put a note on that one. No answer, because I'm going to come back to these. I love Adopt-A-Highway stuff. I've missed this stuff.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling me. This is Sarah in Proteus. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. Is this the owner?
It is not.
Fuck. Is the owner there?
He's not. Are you looking to leave a comment?
No. I'm calling from the State Highway Department. There was just kind of an issue with their Adopt-A-Highway sign. Do you know who I would talk to about that?
I am not sure. I can have you talk to a manager.
That sounds great. What a good idea.
Okay.
You're
1 second.
Yay for you. Claps. Claps for making a good decision.
Okay. Ooh. All right, 1 second.
Damn these lowly employees. Holy shit, you guys, I got the YouTube working again. Seems like every time I try this, I have issues. It's because my computer got stolen a few months ago. I should get this as a loop.
Hi, it's Elijah. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Elijah. Is this the manager or something?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department. I'm calling about your Adopt-A-Highway thing.
Okay.
And we're having a problem with homeless people over there by your sign. They're just kind of hanging out there and... No, they've set up camp, and they're right there, right by your sign.
All right.
Someone's got to do something about this. Do you think you could come out and, you know, maybe just take care of the problem?
I'm a little confused. Where is the sign?
It looks like it's mile marker 9 over on I-270. You don't know about your Adopt-A-Highway sign? They don't tell you about that?
No, I do know about that. I just don't understand... How are we responsible for homeless people?
Oh, no, you're responsible for anything around the sign, except for the trash pickup. We do the trash pickup for you, because that's the hard stuff. But, you know, sometimes you have other issues you gotta take care of. Gotta man up and go over there and take care of it.
Man up?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying somebody needs to come over here, though, and remove these homeless people. There's like 8 of them out there at this point.
And who do you work for?
It's getting worse every day. I work for the Highway Department, the State Highway Department, the Adopt-A-Highway Division.
Can I get your name, please?
What?
Can I get your name and information, please?
Sure. Yeah, I already gave that to you. My name is Steve Dave.
Steve?
Steve Dave.
How do you spell that, please?
S-T-E-V-E-D-A-V-E. It's all one word. Steve Dave. It's like Steve and Dave.
Okay. What's your last name?
Oh, it's just Steve Dave. I don't have a last name.
You don't have a last name?
No, I had it legally removed. What do I need a last name for?
Okay, that's none of my business.
I'm not my father.
All right. And you work for what office?
The State Highway Office. For the 12th time now.
Why are you getting... You seem like you're getting very worked up, sir.
Well, I don't know. You're just... It doesn't seem like you're taking this seriously. You really have to get out there today and take care of these hobos. Because if you don't...
Well, I think that's really not very politically correct ways you've been phrasing this. I don't really think that's becoming of a government official.
What parts? What do you have a problem with?
Multiple things you've said have been very inappropriate.
Oh, just the term hobo? I'm sorry. I'll call them homeless people.
Well, you also said man up, which is
well, just it seems like you're just not taking this seriously, and you're afraid to just deal with things, you know. So I was just saying, why don't you be a man for once in your life and go take care of this problem?
Be a man for once in your life.
In your life.
Who's your supervisor?
That's Roy Gerbell.
All right. Well, I'm gonna have to give him a call.
For what? Are you gonna tattle on me for doing my job?
A tattle on you?
I don't know. Like, why don't you man up and stop being a tattletale?
Okay, sir. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
I'm going to have to, I'll be speaking to your supervisor.
Oh, yeah, right. I'll speak to your supervisor. What's your supervisor's name?
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
No, I won't have a good day. Mind your own fucking business. He tried to prove to me that he was a man by saying he's going to tell on me. He showed me a thing or two. There was a Bigfoot sighting next to their mile marker, and they need to pay for the investigation. Okay.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
calling Tax and Wealth Advisors. How may I help you?
Hi there. This is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department. Yes. And I understand that you guys have got this Adopt a Highway sign over there on mile marker 6.
Sir, I'm just their answering service. Let me connect you with the office manager who might be able to better assist you. One moment, please.
Okay, good idea. Way to man up and take care of the problem. Oh, yeah, Bigfoot sighting. That's the one. I got it.
Hello?
Hi, this is Steve Day from the State Highway Department, and I understand...
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. Is this who I would talk to about your Adopt a Highway thing that you've got, your sign up on the highway?
Sure, that would actually, well, it depends what it's regarding.
Oh, well, there was just a sighting over by your sign, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, they're, like, are you the person that would pay for any additional costs and stuff? Because they want you to pay for the investigation.
That's... Okay. Hold on just a moment, okay?
So you're agreeing? Was that okay in agreement? Because I got it on recording. Can I go ahead and mark this down as a yes?
No.
It's going to be upwards.
I want to put you through to somebody else who could... I guess who can better understand the situation. That's all. It wouldn't be me.
Okay.
Okay. Just a second.
How long is it going to take? Because I know it's not going to be a second. Sasquatch mating with a skunk ape. Great idea. Oh, and thanks, John Jay, for the Sasquatch Bigfoot idea. Yep, then a chupacabra flew in and things got crazy.
Hello?
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 Hello? You can't hear me because you're on speaker, that's why.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, he said hello twice, though. This is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department.
Okay.
And, well, I don't know. She transferred me because she thought I needed to talk to you, but you're acting like I'm an idiot or something. What did I do to you? I'm just calling to tell you about a problem.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Why am I on speaker, though? I don't get why I'm on speaker.
Because I'm doing several other things in my office, sir.
Oh, you're not that important. Just pick up the fucking phone.
If you are going to start cursing at me, then there's, you know, no need to talk.
Oh, what's the matter? Are you afraid of curse words? Are you, like, you know, 8 years old or something? Like, oh, my God, curse words. What do I do? How do I deal with the situation?
Did you say your name was Steve Bates?
Yeah, Steve Bates from the State Highway Department.
Okay, how can I help you, Steve Bates?
Which other things are you doing there that are so important that you can't use your hands? Hello?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You forgot to answer that question I just asked.
Because I've already answered the question. I told you I was working.
Oh, I forgot that you're a really important person. So, yeah, it looks like there was a Bigfoot sighting out by your mile marker 6 at your Adopt
a
Highway.
A what sighting?
A Bigfoot. You know, the
Bigfoot?
Sasquatch. You know, you'd be able to hear me if you picked up the phone and put it to your ear. I think you're going deaf in your old age. And speakerphone's just not for you. It probably worked when you were younger, but not anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
Anyway, I said Sasquatch.
Okay, so we found Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, yeah, right by your sign. And he was hanging out there with Skunk Ape. And you are going to be responsible for the investigation costs. Because they're going to go out there and start hunting for him. And this isn't a hoax, right? Like, this wasn't just you in a suit or something. It's like, you know, you're not just trying to be funny, right?
Yeah, no, that's amazing news. This Bigfoot was discovered right outside our sign.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you because of your stupid-ass speakerphone. Do you think you just pick up that phone?
Too bad. I guess you're going to have to hear the click of the phone now.
Is that why you say, is that how you talk to your customers? Just tell him, he hung up, didn't he? Damn it. Whatever. I'm sorry, I just couldn't get past the whole speakerphone thing. Speakerphones make me a rage. Financial services is what we're going to call next.
Hello.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, Matt.
I had to plug some stuff in.
Oh, wow. So you put effort into this, and I'm just going to hang up on you because I can't.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I can't do calls with you on. And
oh, no worries, man.
Yeah. I got to get another sound card.
I'm enjoying the show.
Yay.
Fucking skunk ape.
Cheers, buddy.
You're a skunk ape.
Right. My mom does a nice skunk ape impression where she hangs her arms out and goes like,
Cheers. That needs to be on YouTube. Okay, bye.
It certainly does. Cheers, buddy. Bye. Right,
bye. What is skunk ape? I've heard the term. I think I've heard that on one of those podcasts I listen to about UFOs and stuff.
It's Karen. How may I help you?
Well, hey, Karen. This is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi. Pretty good. I was just calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign over there on 270.
Yes.
And you know the one at mile marker 4?
Is this the one that we requested to be replaced?
Yeah.
Repaired?
That one. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it's right where your sign is.
Okay.
And have you been keeping up with the news lately with all those sightings over there?
No, I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. There's actually been several Bigfoot sightings right around your sign.
Sightings?
So, yeah, you know, like people have seen Bigfoot. They've seen a Bigfoot and a...
Oh, come on. You need to be serious with me because I'm, like, totally focused here.
Okay, I'm being completely serious, ma'am. I'm calling from the State Highway Department. This is Steve Dave from the Adopt-a-Highway office.
Right, but Bigfoot?
Yeah, the actual, it's a real thing. I know people kind of associate that with silliness like UFOs and ghosts and stuff, but no, Bigfoot's real. And there's been...
Okay, so what does this have to do with our sign?
Well, it's been sighted over there by your sign several times now, and you need to keep him away from there, because that's dangerous. He's going to run out into the road and get hit. So you need to do something about that. Put a fence up. I don't know. She hung up on me. Don't know why. Let's call her back.
This is Karen. How may I help you?
Karen, I don't appreciate you hanging up on me because, you know, I was assaulted by a Bigfoot when I was a kid, and it feels like you're just mocking me.
Well, what am I going to do to keep Bigfoot away from our sign?
I don't know. You figure it out.
Has our sign been replaced?
Yeah, we're working on it, but you need to deal with the Bigfoot. We'll deal with replacing the sign and cleaning up your trash on the road, but you need to come over here and deal with this Bigfoot situation.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. Bigfoot. You know what Bigfoot is. It's that weird animal.
I don't believe in Bigfoot.
Okay, well, go over to your sign and you'll believe in him because he hangs out there all the time. I don't know if you're... Are you putting food out for him? Is that it? You can't...
No, what are you talking about?
Whatever you're doing to attract Bigfoot to your sign, you need to cut it out because he's gonna get hit. And it's like an endangered species. If he gets hit, it's going to be your fault. It's like killing one of those exotic spiders or something, you know? That's what it is. Ah, good times. Yep, she needs a stupid bitch fee on top of her Bigfoot investigation fees. All right, tell them an abortion clinic is being built on the highway or a sex toy shop. They have to pay for it. What do you want, JAG TV?
On board.
Hey there. What you doing?
I'm just at work, eating lunch, listening to the show.
Wow. You should make some YouTube videos while you're working at lunch. Film that black guy. He's funny.
Yeah, I will film that black guy.
Okay.
He's funny.
I like black guys.
You like... Oh, Darian, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's all right. What are you boys doing over there?
Hurry up and make some videos for me. I'm doing a show. Like after the show, I want to watch your video with your black friend.
Hell yeah. All right, I got some gaming shit going up, but, you know, that's whatever.
No,
but,
fuck all that. Don't put that stuff up anymore. Just put the black guy on. Unless the black guy's in your gaming videos.
Okay, I will learn from my mistakes.
If you don't have black,
I apologize.
If you don't have black people in your YouTube videos, you may as well just not have a channel.
Well, I mean, I'd be racist if I didn't, so...
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, keep doing your funny shit, you know?
Thanks.
If you ever change, I'll be pissed.
Okay, whatever.
Huh?
Whatever, bye, JAG TV.
Ah, what?
White power. 9/11.
Oh, KKK!
All right. Sorry, you guys. You know how racist I am. I'm just... That's just the way I am. It's the way I roll. Oh man, hung up on me.
Roy Rogers.
Hi, is this the manager?
Yes, this is she.
Oh, hey there. This is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department.
Hello.
And I'm calling about your mile marker. You know, your adopt a highway thing.
You said the mile marker on the highway?
Yeah, the adopt a highway program that you're a part of. I'm sure you know about it okay. Since you're the manager, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm just a fill-in at this store.
Oh, okay. So the truth comes out.
But I know a sign. Are you talking about the sign on the highway that says Roy Rogers?
Yeah, that one. That one. That's the one.
Okay, what's wrong?
Well, it's nothing wrong exactly. It's just that they're going to be building a. They're going to be putting a structure out there right next to the sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a building like a business. And you're going to be responsible for paying for half of the building, or not even half, just 40%. They're going to take care of the rest.
Okay, so what you would have to do is
call the real manager.
I'm going to give you the corporate number.
Oh, okay.
It's 301.
Well, can't you just call him for me? I mean, come on, do your job, be a manager.
Do my job, be a manager, but you work for State Highway, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, this is your job. You're the one that adopted it. If you didn't want to adopt the highway and do the work, maybe you shouldn't have done it.
Okay. What's your name?
This is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department.
Steve Dave?
Yep, Steve Dave.
Okay, one moment.
I can spell it for you if you prefer.
And what's your phone number?
301. 420 6969.
And what's your supervisor's name?
Oh, I don't have to tell you that. I'm king shit around here. I don't really have a supervisor. I just work in the building by myself. I'm basically my own boss here at the State Highway Department. That wasn't going anywhere. Okay, let me delete Roy Rogers. Man, we only have 19 left. Or no, like 16 left. I think that'll last us, though, until 12:30. When this is over, so, like, I'm going to have to do another show maybe this weekend or something. Or wait, no, this has got to be done on the weekdays when people are home. But I've got another whole list, the Adopt-a-Road thing. Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Indiana.
Brad.
Hey.
Brad.
Holy
this
shit.
This is T Falcon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Woo.
This is crazy.
Holy crap. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. Can I help you with a call?
Okay, sure. Yeah, why not?
All right.
State Highway Department, you're calling Michael and Sons.
Michael at the State Highway Department?
Yeah, Michael and Sons. It's a business or something.
Michael and Sons.
Yep. Here it goes.
All right.
Thank you for choosing Michael and Sons Services. Your call is being recorded for quality and training purposes.
That's illegal.
Your home is electrically sound. Ask us about our 12...
Okay, this is stupid. Let me try the next one. You're going to be the Revere Bank. Oh, you're fucking up all my calls. Look at this.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Okay, you get one more chance. You're going to be the senior living... you're calling the senior living place.
Senior living
for medical emergency.
Oh, great, medical emergencies.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Thank you for calling. Living, this is Uriah. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Tyler, and I was actually in there like not too long ago, like I don't know, 30 minutes ago, just to visit my grandma. And everything.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to report that I was actually in the bathroom, and I just wanted to let you guys know that there's actually a glory hole.
It's a what? A glory hole?
A glory hole in the men's bathroom.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
You know what that is, right?
No, what is that?
Oh, like okay, so. You know, you got the stalls, and there's a glory hole, like meaning that there's like a hole in the stall, and it's where you can get like
fellatio on one's penis, where you stick it through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to report that. Like, I actually was in the bathroom, and I looked through it, and, like, there was just this old lady staring at me.
Oh,
it was like a horror movie. I was, like, so freaked out.
That's not funny, but that's weird, actually.
It was.
Okay.
Like,
What's your name?
Almost wanted to stick it through a nut in his eye. I mean, her eye. But anyway, I'm Tyler.
Okay, hold on.
Or you could call me T-Falcon.
Okay. Is your last name start with an F or something?
Yeah. Falcon, yeah.
Careful, she's an identity thief.
All right.
Right.
And what's your phone number?
My phone number is 301.
Mm-hmm.
420-6969.
Alrighty.
Or you could just look on the fucking caller ID, you know.
Stupid.
So, is there a way, like, I could, like, talk to a manager to report the glory hole?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm going to connect you to the on-call, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Brad, I made a mess.
I know. What have you done? What have you done to my show? I'm hanging up on you.
I don't know.
Sick of
I
your shit.
I turned it into a glory hole.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem.
Just for that?
I should just...
Just for that?
Yeah.
Take that. And she's transferring us to the... I hung up on T-Falcon. Sorry, T-Falcon. No, nothing personal, you know, but... she said she's going to transfer me to the on-call. They're not going to know anything. I'm just going to delete this one. Thanks for nothing, Uncle Runkle, on that one. God. No, just kidding. I was giving him bad ones on purpose. I don't want him to have the good ones. No, I'm kidding. I was doing it in order. Not that much of a dick.
Greetings. You have reached Gordon Insurance. We are unable to...
Wow, okay. Let me write that down. They're not there. This guy is a plumber.
Thank you for choosing Linda Plumber. This is Megan speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department. Is this...
How you doing?
Hi, pretty good. Is this who I would talk to about the Adopt a Highway program that you're in?
Nope, but I can connect just to somebody if you give me just 1 second, okay?
Okay. Preferably a man.
Thank you for calling. Visit.
I bet you I'm just going to get a voicemail.
Fill out the online form. Choose
this
your day,
pointless.
Time, and press submit. It's
Katie Keene.
See?
Is not available.
See?
To take your call.
All right, I'm deleting that one. Fuck that place. Pizza place. That's the kind of place that would have a manager this time of day. Maybe.
Little Peaks, Montgomery Village. This is Daniel speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Day from the State Highway Department, and I was calling about your Adopt a Highway sign.
Okay.
Is this who I would talk to about that? Are you like the manager?
No.
Oh, who would I?
I can get you with the manager.
Oh, that sounds hot. Please.
Okay, 1 second.
Do. You guys, I'm gonna get with the manager. It's gonna be amazing. I'm totally gonna hook up. Oh shit, that's a good one, Fosco. Thanks for that. Let me say someone keeps delivering pizzas to a sign and...
Thank you for holding. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Day from the State Highway Department.
Yes,
and
hi.
Are you the person in charge of the Adopt a Highway sign?
No, I'm not.
You lied to me then. That guy lied to me. Or the girl.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, is there someone there that's in charge of it?
I mean, corporate.
What
they
about?
Were the one who did everything, but...
Oh. Those
is there
jerks.
Can you give me your name and a phone number? I mean, I got your name, phone number. I'll try to have somebody contact you.
Isn't my phone number on there on the caller ID?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, it's,
no, I'm
it's,
in the back office, so I don't see. I only see the place you're calling from, but not the number.
Well, that's weird. That doesn't make sense. It's just that there was a rich deposit of uranium discovered underneath the sign, and we're gonna start mining underneath the sign, and you guys are entitled to a part of the profits. From all of the uranium that we're gonna take out of the ground.
Okay.
So, but yeah, since you don't know anything, I guess you don't get any of the money. It's all mine. It's all ours.
I guess.
Yep, pretty much. Probably would have been worth millions of dollars, but you fucked it up.
Oh, we did?
Yep, you stupid motherfucker.
Oh. Okay, great. Well, you have a good one, and maybe you can fly to somewhere with that money.
Oh, I will. I'm going to have so much fun with that money. I'm going to do so many things. It's going to be great. Whatever. I don't care. Damn people blaming their corporate office for every little thing. The uranium thing was Mr. Krabs' idea. Thanks, Mr. Krabs, for that one. A truck carrying a massive supply of whale sperm spilled all over the highway, and they need.
Okay, Hospital. This is Hayden. How may I help you?
Hi there. This is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department.
Yes.
And I was just calling about your Adopt a Highway sign over there on mile marker 18.
Oh, okay. Actually, that would be Dr. Reddy. You need to speak to. Can you hang on one moment for me?
Sure, no problem.
Thanks.
I'm touching it. Oh, he didn't hear that.
She's actually with a patient. Can I get your name and number so she can give you a call?
Sure. Well, it's kind of important. Do you think maybe she could just stop what she's doing with the patient? Like, is she in surgery or something?
She won't.
Just have her hold up her finger and walk out and just get on the phone.
Right, yeah, she
won't.
No big deal.
Whatever, I'll just call back later. I'll call back on my next prank show.
Okay.
Maybe on Monday, if I do one then. Laugh Track Matt does a show on... Oh, she's not there on Mondays?
No, she's actually going next week.
So. Ah, fucking shit. Oh, wait, going permanently? Like, she's gone?
No, she's going to be gone on vacation.
Oh, I see. Where's she going?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, neat. Where's she staying? Which hotel?
I have no idea.
Oh, can you find out real quick? I'm going to call her at her hotel.
Yeah.
Just fuck with her.
All right.
Yep.
So, did you want to just give her a call back?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Good. Have a nice day, fuck boy. No one's hearing my insults as they hang up. I'm not quick enough today. Hey, no numbers in chat. What the hell, Mike? What are you doing? Cut that out.
Thank you for calling Mom's Organic Market in Frederick. This is Ashley speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Ashley. This is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department. Is the owner in? Or the manager?
Yes. Hold on one moment while I transfer you, please.
Somebody that's a man. Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for holding. This is Tina speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Tina. This is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department.
State Highway Department.
Yeah, I was calling about your Adopt a Highway sign over there on 270.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, do you know anything about that? Is there someone there that knows about it? Like, who's in charge of that?
We do road cleanups and things like that around the store, but in terms of, like, the large highways, that's our central office kind of handles all of that.
Oh, well, it says Mom's...
And they handle the...
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
Oh, there's a sign out by the highway with your business name on it, though, and it shows here in the records that this is your number.
This is the location. Mm-hmm. We have a central office that pretty much handles all of the, like, you know, the getting things set up and things like that. Would I can give you that phone number.
Oh, is it the same area code as yours? Okay, yeah, I didn't want my listeners of my prank call show to hear that.
Oh.
Because they'll prank her before I do, and then that's a mess, and, you know, we don't want that.
No.
Should I ask for any person in particular?
If it has to do with the signage...
Boner?
Then you could probably speak with the marketing team. It'll actually bring you, like, a menu when you first... if it has more of the Adopt a Road information, then you'll want to speak with HR. the ER department.
Okay, here, push the right button for me.
If you would like to be transferred to one of our stores, please press 6. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach... You may dial it at any time or press pound for the company directory. If you'd like to...
Yeah, I don't have a pound key. You're going to have to do that part.
Grocery.
Sure. Are you looking more for the signage or for the environment office?
I just want to yell at someone about the sign.
Press 4. Payroll.
Okay.
Press 5. Press 0 for the operator. Press 7 to leave a voicemail. And press 9 to repeat this menu.
Is there a secret thing you can press to make him go faster? Because, oh my God, I'm so impatient.
I just
want to scream at someone.
Thank you for calling Market Central Office. If you would like to be transferred to one of our...
I got
to
get it out of my system so I don't kill anyone.
If you know the extension of the person you are trying to...
You stupid whore.
You may dial it at any time or press...
Basically, I just want to find out, like, I found a Playboy magazine next to the Adopt a Highway sign, and I want to know if I can keep it. Do you think you could give me permission for that?
What was that?
I found a dirty magazine next to your Adopt a Highway sign.
I can't hear you. The phone, every time
Hello.
The phone rings, it's...
Hello?
Organic Market Reception, Extension 1.
Ugh, you gave me a bad number. You dumb hoe. You stupid, stupid hoe. Now, I was saying that I found a dirty magazine next to the Adopt a Highway sign, and I wanted to know if I could keep it, or do I need to bring it by?
Well, you certainly don't need to bring it in to us.
Why not? You don't like dirty pictures?
Anyway, what?
You don't like dirty pictures?
No, thanks. I'm going to hang up now.
I don't care.
Have a great day.
Do it. Hang up. See if I care. I won the hang up the phone game on that one, didn't I? Told her a thing or two, I guess. All right, delete that one. A training and shooting center. All right, let's try that one. This sucks. Like, I don't know.
Thank
it's
you for
all
calling training and shooting center. If you know your party's extension number.
Thank you for calling training and shooting center. This is Tessa. How can I help you?
Hey, Tessa. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office. I'm with the corporate office of the State Highway Department.
Okay.
That's the ticket. I'm just calling about your Adopt a Highway sign. Do you know anything about that?
No, I do not. Hold on one second.
Okay, yeah, just get someone important. Someone that knows things. And don't give me hold music or anything. That would make too much sense. Just put me on silent hold so you can just sit there and listen to me like a creeper. Damn creeper lady.
Hold on one second.
Oh, sure. Okay, no problem. Okay.
This is Seth.
Oh, hey, Seth. This is Steve Day from the State Highway Department.
Hi, how you doing today?
Pretty good. I was just calling about your Adopt a Highway sign over there on I-270.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that? The one at mile marker 24?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, it's just that the sign's actually just 2 inches too big, like on the left side.
Gotcha. What?
So do you think you could go over there with a saw and just... Because, like, it's a safety issue at this point. Like, the big trucks going by, they might clip it.
So, basically, I don't necessarily... I didn't put up the sign. I didn't create the sign. We contracted that out to Adopt a Highway. It's a foundation that put it up.
Yeah.
But what I can do...
You own it, though. You need to go over there with a saw and cut that. Just 2 inches. Just 2 inches. That's all it is.
I'm not going to go over there with a saw and cut it off.
It's got to get up to code. It's got to get up to code.
Okay, I understand that, but you have to understand that I had nothing to do with putting it up, so...
Well, you're the one on the phone. Like, this is the contact number.
Why are you calling me being so forceful? I understand. We can fix this issue.
Well, you know...
I'm not going to go grab a saw and go cut it off tonight.
Well, why not? Take some responsibility for your sign. You know, like a tractor-trailer is going to drive by there and clip their mirror.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Steve Dave from the State Highway Administration.
Give me one second. Let me write down this information. Steve, what's your last name?
Dave, D-A-V-E.
D-A-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
And you were with what organization?
The State Highway Administration, the Adopt Highway offices. I don't see why you have an attitude about it, though. I'm just trying to say you should go over there.
I don't have an attitude about it. I just don't. I'm in no position to go over there and cut off 2 inches of the sign.
Well, why not? Like, what are you doing that's so important?
Unbelievable.
Like, do you not have a saw? Have you never used a tool in your life or something?
Steve Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
No.
Who's your
No, it's
supervisor?
Not. It's not Davis. I never said Davis.
Okay. Steve Dave?
Yeah, Dave. It's D D-A-V. As in dominatrix.
A-V-E.
No, it's A as in ass clown. And then V as in venereal disease. E is an erection.
Hmm. Unbelievable. Who's your supervisor, Steve?
Well, that was a really erotic thing you just did there. I'm so turned on now.
Steve.
What? No, I'm just, like, do you have a saw on the premises or do you just not know how to use it?
Sir, who's your supervisor?
That'd be Roy Gerbell.
Is this a good number to reach at, 301-6?
Oh, yeah, for once, somebody knows how to look at their caller ID. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Most people don't know how to use caller ID. It's so weird in this day and age. he just slammed down as he was laughing at me. Wow, okay. Oh, that was an idea by Rev. Thanks, Rev. Let's see, we've got a casino. We've got I don't know what this place is. It's just a name of something. Let's try this one. I've been really bad at watching the Mixlr, you guys. I'm sorry. Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who's
Hi.
This? Hi.
How can I help you?
I was talking to the Mixlr. This is Steve Dave from the State Highway Administration.
Uh-huh.
And is this who I would talk to about your Adopt-a-Highway sign?
That, I believe, would be someone in marketing. So let me transfer you. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Your car from June's gay. Whatever. I don't care.
This is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna. This is Steve Dave from the State Highway Administration.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good. I was just calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign over there on 270.
Mm-hmm.
And are you familiar with that? Are you the one in charge of that thing?
Yep.
Okay, yep. Perfect. It looks like the sign is actually a couple inches too big on the left side. So we're going to need to...
Oh, it's been there forever.
I know, but there's new state regulations and stuff, and it's too close to the road now. So you need to go over there with a saw, I guess, and just cut 2 inches off. Maybe 3 inches just to be safe, so you're sure you got enough.
So do you guys need to put a new sign up?
No, you need to go over there and with a saw. Hacksaw would do it. It's a metal sign. It should cut right through it.
I will share that. I will share that with the office.
Well, is someone going to do it? You said you're in charge. You're in charge of getting this done. Someone's got to do this.
I'm in charge of sharing the information. Well, so I will do that.
Well, no, who can actually do something about this? Because it's going to cause an accident. There's going to be a truck go by and get their mirrors smashed off or something.
Well, let me get the information and then we'll call you back.
Okay, well, my information's on your caller ID. Just look at your phones right there. This is Steve Dave.
Thank you so much.
Since you can't take
really
charge and you know, do something yourself, I guess I'll just wait for a callback.
Great. I'll gather the information. We'll call you back.
Make sure you tell a man about it, because a man will know what to do.
Thanks very much.
Unlike you. And a man won't put me on the phone with someone else. Tell me they'll call back later. I don't even know what that business was. At least she knew about the sign, though. For once. I don't know about the rest of these, you guys. Well, here's a stained glass place. Well, no, they have a toll-free number. It's going to be like a call center or answering service or something.
Anything stained glass?
Hi, this is Greg from the State Highway Department. And are you the person in charge of the Adopt-a-Highway sign that you have up on the highway?
I am not.
Shit. Is that person there?
I'm sorry. Yeah, let me find out. Give me 1 moment, please.
Okay, hurry the fuck up, okay?
What?
Thank you, ma'am. Oh my god, this fucking girl. She's so slow. She's bad at her job. Ugh. I don't know if she's still listening. I know, Tom. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. I fucked up. I didn't change the show description. That's like the show description from 3 months ago or something.
Wait, what?
Nothing. I wasn't talking to you. Quit eavesdropping, you nosy bitch. Whatever. I fucked it up. I'm going to save that one. I'll do that one again, next time I do this show. Pump services, that's got to be a local thing.
Good afternoon, this is Pumps. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the State Highway Administration Department about the hop.
Yes.
Are you the person in charge of the Adopt-a-Highway sign that you have on I-70?
No, I am not.
Oh, who would that be?
There you go. That would be Laura in our marketing department. I'll transfer you.
Thanks. Honey baby.
Good afternoon.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the State Highway Department. I was just calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign.
Okay.
Okay, are you familiar with that? Is this the right person to talk to?
Actually, I spoke with you earlier. What was your name again?
Oh, no, what did I say to you? Quick, tell me.
What was your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
Steve Dave?
Yeah. You got a problem with
okay,
my last name?
I'm going to contact the State Highway Administration and see if you really work for them.
Oh, good. I hope you do. You're going to feel really stupid when I answer the phone, aren't you?
No, because I probably won't call the number that just called me.
Well, yeah, look up the number and call it, and I'm going to pick up, and you're going to feel so dumb. And when I pick up, you owe me an apology. The first thing you say better be, I'm sorry.
Okay, so you work for the State Highway Administration.
Oh, I thought you were hanging up. I see, you're just putting me on speaker so someone else can listen to me. I get it. I'm on
you
to your...
You work for the State Highway?
I'm on to your tricks, lady.
Do you work for the State Highway Administration?
No. Who said that? I never said that. What are you talking about?
Who do you work for?
Well, I don't have to tell you. Who the fuck are you? Asking me personal questions. What are you, an identity thief? Fucking them all up. I think we only got one person that was really angry today, didn't we? I mean, not that lady. That doesn't count, but... we have 8 minutes, and in 8 minutes, that's how long I have to get a Planet Fitness to set off a lunk alarm before I end the show. So let's see if that happens. It probably won't, but we can try. And after that, it's time for the XYZ show. Be so great.
Is that Ellie? How may I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Hello.
Hi. I was just calling to find out if your lunk alarm, is that working yet, or are you still having problems because we haven't reset the system yet?
I don't even know. Let me check really quickly.
Oh, no, it's...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Oh, yeah, it sounds like it's... But it's still not reset. We have to reset the system, and to do that, you need to turn on the lunk alarm and leave it for about 60 seconds.
Oh, we have to leave it for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah, just count to 60. I know it'll be loud, but it's the only way to clear the air out of the system and reset it all and get all the dust out. And,
oh.
Yep. Yeah,
oh,
reset the computers.
No problem.
And machines.
Did you guys want us to do that?
Yeah, could you
right now?
Yeah, if I could just listen on the phone, because I gotta watch my computer here and make sure it works.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Just one, yep, 60 seconds.
60, right?
Yes,
1 minute?
1 minute.
Gotcha.
So, listeners, if you're unfamiliar with this is a lunk alarm at a Planet Fitness. And
yes,
it's very loud. It really annoys the customers. Yeah, it's very easy to trick an employee to set it off. An unwitting employee. They always fall for it. They'll leave it running for a whole 60 seconds.
Sorry, we need to reset it. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Dude, sorry.
Yep. Can you say sorry, not sorry? Do it.
Yeah.
I command you.
No one's really here, so we're fine.
Oh,
and here we
okay.
go. It's been 60 seconds.
Oh, no, it's only been 10. It's only been 10 seconds.
Wait, what?
No, I said... I said 60 minutes, ma'am.
Oh, 60 minutes.
Yep.
Oh. Wait, do I leave it on for 60 minutes?
Yep, 1 hour. 1 hour.
Oh, okay. Should I do that, in when we close?
Oh, no, just right now would be perfect, because I have to watch it on the computer and make sure it goes through. Make sure all the dust gets out of the pipes.
Gotcha, no problem. Actually, could I put you on hold for, a quick second, though?
You know, ma'am, it's okay. Actually, I'm calling from the Skippy and Dippy morning show on 100.3 The Gerbil, and you've just been butt-slammed!
Okay.
We were just kidding around.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Just joshing with you. Just a joke.
Oh. No wonder. I was like, this is really strange. I can't do that for an hour.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you don't get fired, because I don't want that.
No, you're fine.
Okay, well, what's your favorite radio station that plays horrible, rotten tricks on you and almost gets you in trouble with your boss?
I don't have a favorite.
What?
I don't listen to radio, I'm sorry.
Oh, whatever. Fuck you, bitch. I can't... Wow. Don't listen to radio. I bet you're one of those podcast listeners or something.
Okay.
Think you're all high and mighty with your podcasts and your Spotify and whatever. Oh my god. That was so rude. I can't believe she did that. Can't believe she said that to me. That was fun. I had fun. I hope you guys had fun. But the show's over. It's 12:26. Oh, wait, we have 4 minutes. Nah, fuck it. I'm just going to leave. Bye, everyone.
Hey, Brad. This is Fosco from Florida.
Hey there.
The other night I was watching some of the videos on Jesus in the Dump Truck's YouTube channel. And you guys had, there's a video he posted where you guys were going to prank a local Chicago access show.
Oh, that was him.
Talking justice with two fucking white dudes or something. I don't know. But they stopped you guys. I guess they read your forums and they got on there and...
Was it me?
They trolled you guys.
Me? Really?
You guys seem just taking it like a champ. Really got under my skin, though. Is there any way you guys could prank those guys? Or maybe a follow-up besides the reverse trolling video you guys posted? Thanks. Bye.
Was I involved in this? Because I don't remember this. I remember Jihad doing that. But did I do that? I sure don't remember if I did. And you've just reminded me that I completely forgot to mention the calls of mass confusion on the beginning of the show today because I was too busy talking about swatting and suicide hotlines and stuff. Completely forgot about calls of mass confusion. What the hell's wrong with me? Today's Friday, everyone. You know what that means. That means there's a brand new calls of mass confusion, just like there is every single Friday for the next, I don't know, 20 Fridays or something. And I've watched today's episode. It's pretty funny. There's really good stuff in there from Jin and Carlito and Dwight and, of course, me. In this one, I call up Hot Topic and I call them a bunch of conformists. So you should definitely go and watch that. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. Or you can just go to youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. I know it's very blasphemous. It offends me every time I go to it. But that's just his YouTube URL. youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. Jihad's definitely going to hell for that one. I would never say terrible things about Jesus like that. But yeah, anyway, I don't know anything about these call-in shows that they apparently schooled us on. Jihad did so much stuff on his show back in the day, it's hard to remember all of that.
Hello, Brad, and welcome to the first episode of the Snowplow Trivia Show.
Holy shit.
I'm your host, Lux.
Hey, Lux.
Insert clapping here.
What?
Today's trivia question challenge level is 1, and each week it will get more difficult to test even the most devoted snowplow fanatics amongst us all. All right, Brad. What is the name of the type of plow that pushes snow to both sides simultaneously?
I know this. I think I know this. Crap. What is it? Shit. I know this. Damn it. Ran out of time. What is it, Lux?
If you said any variation of V-plow, great job. Brad, I'm sure you'll do better with next week's question.
I hope so.
This has been the Snowplow Trivia Show.
A V-plow? What the fuck's a V-plow? I don't think I know my snowplows or something, like Lux apparently does.
Hey, Brad, this is Fish Taco.
Hey.
So, you've been doing a lot of shows lately, which is awesome.
I guess.
And I was a few episodes behind, so I started chain listening.
Holy shit, Fish Taco. Really? A 2-minute-long voicemail? Gonna monopolize the voicemail section?
A bunch of your episodes. And I hit a point where I was kind of like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm gonna listen to something else for a little while. And I switched over to one of the other podcasts that I've been listening to lately.
Which one?
Reply All.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it starts up and it talks about this guy who gets really, really pissed off at Comcast because he got this ridiculous phone call.
Sounds
where he's
familiar.
First dad, he gets called a dickhole. And apparently the person who called him that went by the name of Kendra. And
yep.
I'm thinking to myself, I swear I've heard that as an alias. I couldn't remember who, if it was like Mistress Morgan or Sunshine. But
I think it's Sunshine.
I got really excited. You know, Reply All is a pretty cool podcast. And sometimes they have mysteries that go unsolved and people can write in, and I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, I can write in and tell them, like,
this is this really, you know, cool group of people that do podcasts. But anyway, I decided to listen to the rest of the show anyway. Actually, there was no need for me to solve their mystery for them because, like, 5 minutes later, you know, you're being interviewed on it, and you sound awesome. You sound, you're sexy. You got that velvety Brad Carter.
Okay, I'm going to end this voicemail now.
Perfect.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Smooth voice going on, explaining Jesus what Prank Christ. Call Nation is and how these pranks work. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of funny.
You know, there's an extended interview of that if you're a subscriber of the show. $5 a month, and you can hear like an hour-long interview of Reply All, which they did not authorize. In fact, I asked them if I could, and they told me no. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to put it on a private show.
I was trying to not listen to your show, and I still wound up hearing you. And I also want everybody else to go check out the episode. It's episode number 37 of Reply All. It's really cool. And I thought you did awesome, Brad.
It's all right.
And keep up the good work.
Thanks. Bye. If you really want to stop listening to me, though, you should just go and listen to the John Jay and Rich show. You know, maybe episodes from last week or something. That'll get you away from the terribleness of me.
Hey, listeners, it's the Cisco Kid. All right, nothing today.
The Cisco Kid apparently kept his area code when he moved to Cisco. Just saying.
A request from our cult leader here, Brad. My first request is, how about you show us the finished phonetic alphabet? We all want to see it, Brad.
I know.
Go to Facebook and show us the results.
I know.
We want that good stuff.
I want to make like a really nice PDF of it. But really, I should just make a quick ugly version of it. Make a PDF for you guys to print out. And just a shitty ugly one. I want to make a nice one, though, that you guys can hang up in your cubicles and stuff. When you're talking on the phone to customers and stuff, and they ask you how to spell something, you can use my handy list and confuse them.
Next up on the list, more PLA gear. I mean, we got the stickers and whatnot. Yep. How about hats?
Okay, look.
Shoes, book bags, pants, socks, underwear. all that good stuff. Come on, Brad, get on it.
You know, in the last episode, I was talking about, if other people that have stores, like Olga, she has a store that has weird cactus stuff in it. Matt has a bunch of PLA stuff in his store. And Nick Caesar, he has all those PLA designs in his store, which is amazing. And in fact, I put links to those three stores in the show notes. Like, every single show notes is going to have those links now. Because if you don't own one of Nick Caesar's PLA shirts, then what the fuck's wrong with you? But a few years ago, I started contacting people on Etsy that made, like, they knitted cell phone cases and stuff with special designs on them. And I convinced at least one of them to make a cell phone cozy with a PLA logo on it. Because I wanted her to just make them and sell them on her stores to PLA people, PLA listeners. But she wouldn't do that. She didn't put it up on her store. She just kind of showed me a picture of it and like, here, it's done. And I'm like, well, you know, put it up in your store. I'll make someone buy it. And she didn't do it. And I didn't want a stupid cell phone cozy, so I didn't buy it. But what I'm getting at is that you should make PLA stuff. If you know how to knit hats or mittens or socks or something, or if you know how to embroider things, I don't know, like set up an Etsy shop or whatever you set up these days and sell it. And I'll put a link to it in the show notes if you can, you know, give me the link to it. We should have like a big flea market or something of just PLA shit that you guys make yourselves and sell to each other. I think that would be awesome. So if you want to knit a sweater with a big PLA logo on the front that says Cactus This Cocksucker, then feel free. I'll put the link up in the show notes and you can sell it to someone that's a listener. Seriously, everyone, if you want to make your own PLA merchandise, feel free. And, you know, just sell it on my forums or something. I don't care. I'll probably buy some myself. I really need to put high-quality versions of, like, logos and stuff up for you guys to use for things like this. Because with me doing as much show stuff as I do these days, I don't really have time to send stuff out. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I kind of scaled back on the whole store thing. I used to have pencils and buttons and all kinds of crap up there, but I've taken a lot of it down because I just don't have time to go to the post office and package things up and keep up with my emails and everything.
Next up.
However, speaking of PLA merchandise, I have exciting news, and I wasn't going to mention this yet, but thanks to this guy's voicemail, I guess I am. But I am about to order a bunch of new coins, PLA coins, 2017 coins. You guys remember the coins, right? I did one in 2014, and I promised I would do one every single year from now on, and I never did. I never keep my promises. But thanks to you guys, it's gonna happen. I am gonna place an order probably next week. I'm just trying to figure out a good design for the coin. It's going to be basically the same as the last coin, but the problem with the last coin is you really couldn't tell the difference between heads and tails, and this time that's not going to happen. I'm going to have something on the front and something different on the back. And it's going to be awesome, and I'm excited because we need some more coins. And really, I should be making a coin every single year. I hope I can keep up with that. I hope I can do a 2018 coin. But I promise, 2017 coins, they're going to be ordered next week probably. At least by the end of the month. It's definitely happening. I've got money set aside. I'm working on the designs. I know a company I'm going to use for it. We're going to get coins, you guys. New coins. Remember back in 2014, I said I was going to make Prank Call Nation coins? And I should have done that back then. I should have done it right away before, you know, shitty things started happening in the community. Because now it seems pointless to make PCN coins. But it sure would be nice to have an old PCN coin just to remember the good old days.
Next up, how do I do a poll? We're all not geniuses like you, Brad. Come on. Lastly,
what?
How about you play
What are you talking about, a poll? On the Facebook group? Can't you guys do polls? Maybe I have it set up so only I can do polls. I don't think so, though. I think anyone can do a poll.
Lastly, how about you play the good old Lord, You've Been Good to Me song? It's been a while, and I want to remix it, write a new version for the PLA, and send it to you, Brad, so all our listeners can listen in.
Okay.
All right. Just go away!
I got a little bit of echo right there in the very end for you. We've been through this before. I don't know where that song is. I don't know what show it's from. It's probably in the wiki on phonelosers.org/wiki, maybe. But I'm too lazy to go there right now and find it. And I feel like I took that out of a show maybe last year when somebody requested it, so I would always have it on hand to play. But the FBI took all my stuff. I don't have it anymore. Maybe I'll get it back someday, but I don't have it right now. If you go to YouTube and search the lyrics, you can find it on there and watch other people sing it. That's good enough, right?
Hey, Brad. It's Brad, the producer.
Hey, Brad.
Got a production note for you. Next time you're going to call somebody in Houston and tell them about the 7-Eleven down the road, you shouldn't be so surprised when they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Speaking of somebody who's actually from Houston, unlike you, since you seem to think Galveston and Houston are the same place.
Whatever.
I've never seen a 7-Eleven in my life.
It's the same to me.
I'm 30 years old, so I obviously need to get out more. Anyway, to respond to the challenge, I actually do have this number memorized. It is 814-422-5309. So, yeah, I got that going for me.
Yep.
And
I'm totally
like the
convinced.
Microwave is ready, so I gotta go. Okay, bye.
You know, I have a lot of voicemails here to listen to, just like a ton of them, like over 30 of them. But I feel like I'm gonna kill myself if I have to listen to one more. So it's gonna be the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, Merch V, for sponsoring the show today. And thanks all of you guys for being listeners and helping me promote the show and supporting the show financially. I still can't believe you guys do that. That's insane. What's wrong with you people? But it's awesome, and I love you all for doing that. And amazing things are going to happen, such as coins. We're going to get new coins this year. And before you know it, maybe before the end of the decade, I'll actually get another episode of Telephone Falls completed. If not then definitely by the end of 2030, I should have it finished up. Now that the show's over, you should definitely go and watch the new Calls of Mass Confusion, everyone. It's really good stuff. There's some epic stuff in there by Dwight. He pranks a guy that's live streaming while he's at a restaurant. And I was cracking up during that one. So everyone, go to youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck and listen to the latest video, episode 6 of Calls of Mass Confusion. It's good stuff.
I met you in a toy shop. You were such a living doll. Except for that dumb living papa will bypass that wall.
Step. He blathered on about
what am I going to do to keep Bigfoot away from our sign?